Hey, Heavenly Homemakers, thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Lara addresses your questions in these next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real-life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Hello there, this is Lara Coppinger at HeavenlyHomemakers.com. Welcome to another podcast. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about a couple of health issues and a little bit of controversy out there about what's healthy and what's not. So, as I've said before, I'm not a health expert, I'm just a mom, but I speak from my research and experience, and I just share what I've landed on, what my husband and I have chosen for our family, and you can take that information and do with it what you want. I encourage you to do your own research so that you can decide for yourself what's best for your family. I'm going to start out with a question from Carmen. She left this comment after my last podcast, which was a few weeks ago, when I talked about Dr. Mercola and how Dr. Mercola does not recommend eating grains, and how I respect and like what Dr. Mercola has to say. And I also talked about how we still eat grains, even though he doesn't recommend them. But Carmen's question was this: Lara, I'm a big fan of your site for many years. I don't understand your statement that you trust Dr. Mercola. I've done a lot of research on him and his site. Is he not just someone with a certain point of view out to make a profit? While many of his health stances make sense, the science and nutrition community does not support many of his claims, such as the claim that grains should not be a part of our diet. There is no research or evidence to back that up. Also, I don't see a connection that just because something is more work to digest, it is therefore bad for us. Refined sugar is super easy to digest. Well, Carmen, you make such a good point. I had never really thought about the fact that grains are hard to digest and therefore not good for us versus sugar is actually easy to digest. Does that make it good for us? So I'm really glad that you pointed that out. Just because something is difficult to digest doesn't make it good or bad necessarily. That just happens to be one of the reasons grain is suggested as something you should not eat much of or any of, depending on who you are. And that's one of the things Dr. Mercola says as a reason. But you're right, refined sugar does digest easily. That doesn't mean it's good for us. My suggestion with the refined sugar is that while it does digest easily, it goes right through, and then it has nothing to do in our bodies because it doesn't have any nutrition left in it because it's been so refined. And so it's digested, and then it just sort of hangs out and doesn't know what to do with itself. So generally it turns to fat or just kind of goes to different areas of our bodies looking for something to do, and usually messes up our pancreas or any other, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, but it messes up our immune system. It just wreaks havoc in there. I like that you pointed that out, though, that it isn't a matter of whether it digests or not to make it good or bad for us. So regarding grains, what Dr. Mercola states is that, in fact, he actually says you should not eat grains at all. No grains, no sugar. And while I hear what he's saying on that, I don't adhere to that. We eat lots of grains at our house, and we just try to eat a balanced diet. Now, your question about whether or not we should trust him, you know, you're right. He does speak opposite of what most health professionals are going to say. And is he out to make a profit? Well, sure. He's out to make a profit doing his job just as any of us are on any of our jobs, because that is his job. He's a doctor. And I don't feel like he is saying the things he's saying just to gain followers or to make money. In fact, while he does make money doing what he's doing, he receives a lot of, there just is a lot of controversy regarding what he's doing. So I don't think he would do what he does if he didn't truly feel passionate about it. And I don't mind that he makes money doing what he's doing, because I think what he's doing is good. It's helpful. I have been very helped by his site and the articles on his site, and I've gained a lot of understanding. Whereas, you know, often I just kind of say, yeah, that's not good for you, but I don't really have the background to back it up. I go to his site often for just some explanation, some actual physical explanation of what goes on inside the body and why things aren't why things aren't good and why things are bad. And so I do respect him, and I feel like what he says is good. And he is very opposed to what most of science and nutrition community says. And I I don't feel like that's a bad thing. I think that a lot of what we are told by the majority or in most magazines or in general, when we read things about, you know, don't eat butter, don't eat saturated fat, make sure you eat margarine, margarine is better for you, all of those kinds of things, well, that all comes from the mainstream science and nutrition community. And I don't agree with those things. I think that we, as a general society, have been deceived, not maybe on purpose, in some aspects on purpose, and there is, it's in a lot of ways, it's because of money. But I think that we kind of have things off balance here in America with what we suggest that we should eat and what we tell people not to eat. And so I think that, yes, he is saying things differently than what mainstream society tells us or mainstream doctors tell us, but he does actually have research to back that up. Often the research is not as public, unfortunately. Oftentimes research is done to prove that, maybe say that saturated fat is fine or not bad, or to say that you should eat grass-fed meats or drink raw dairy. But often that research is thrown out because it's too much for the nutritionalists out there to handle, or the pharmaceutical companies, or it is unfortunately kind of a political thing. So he does have research to back it up, and he is a full-fledged doctor. So yes, I do trust him, and I understand your concern and feeling that maybe what he has to say is doesn't all wash out, but I just encourage you to research more what he has to say and where he gets his information from. And, you know, maybe I should do the same. And I think I will just kind of look at that a little bit more and see, does everything he say wash out? Does he have information and research to prove what he is saying? So thanks so much for that comment and for challenging me on that one. I think that's great. It's good to look into that and know for sure that what we're reading is truth and is what we should be doing for our families. The next question here I have is from Sammy. She says, "Hi, Laura. I've always tried to do as much brown as I can, but my husband doesn't enjoy it. He doesn't ask me to change, and he says he appreciates what I'm trying to do for my family, but he doesn't enjoy it. It's hard for me because I want to enjoy what I feed him. Do I just need to get over it and appreciate that he's open to it? For the first several years of our marriage, I thought he would learn to like it, but now we're on year 6, and there's no change in sight." Okay, well, this is a tough one because I've seen other families go through this. Some of my friends who are very excited about starting to feed their families a healthier diet, and their husbands are really not excited about it and a little just more into Doritos. So that's a tough one because you do want to please your husband. One of my favorite things is to feed my husband and to know that he loves my cooking. That is so much fun for me. So I understand your desire to do the same thing. And, you know, kudos to your husband for giving it a try and for going along with you on what you're trying to do and for appreciating that. And I just think that's great that he has a good attitude about that. I probably don't have tons of suggestions of things you haven't already tried. I think you're probably doing a good job of trying to please him with your cooking. I will suggest, if you haven't tried this already, to really focus on making his favorite foods as much as possible, but just making them with a healthy twist. I love in my family to just make healthy varieties of all the trendy type foods, tacos, pizza, burritos, donuts, Pop-Tarts, all of these things, but I try to make them with a healthy twist, and in general that works pretty well. In fact, I've been pleasantly surprised that when we have company, they usually like the food too, even though they may not be used to eating whole wheat or as many vegetables or just the real foods that I usually fix. Most people like them. I think just really focusing on his favorites, but trying to, as much as possible, making them a little healthier, put in some pureed vegetables, things like that. Another thing I thought of to suggest was that if you don't have a grain mill of your own, that you are grinding flour to make your own whole grain flour, that might be something you want to check into. If you're trying to cook a lot of whole wheat food and breads and crusts and tortillas, things like that, but you're using whole wheat flour from the store, there's a definite taste difference in those, and I've noticed a big difference in just store-bought whole wheat flour compared to once I started to buy my own grain and grind it in my Nutrimill, the grain mill that I have. That has made a huge difference. I actually didn't really used to like whole wheat flour either, and once I started grinding my own, it just tastes so much better because it's completely fresh and it just has a much, much better flavor. Part of that, I think, is because I use hard white wheat most of the time. And generally what you get at the store is red, it's flour made from red wheat. There's no health difference or nutritional difference in white versus red wheat, but the white wheat grinds into a really nice textured flour that is lighter in color than the red, so it doesn't look so whole wheaty, and it's just lighter in texture and bakes up really nicely. Again, so many people that I feed that come to our house that are not used to eating whole grains really can't even tell that what I've made is from whole wheat because the white wheat just really makes it nice. So that may not be something that is on your husband's radar if he's not so much into eating healthy, but I would suggest a grain mill, if possible, would make a big difference in things that your family would like or not like if that are made with whole grains. So that's a suggestion that I have too. And then also just to keep, you know, compromise when necessary, just to please him and to even to make yourself feel better about what you're feeding him and that you're pleasing him with the food that you make. It's okay to occasionally buy some of those compromise foods that he really likes and that would be a special treat for him and that he would know, hey, I'm just because you're into the healthy eating doesn't mean you can't also just really give him a special treat now and then too, that, you know, even if it's a Twinkie and it's hard to buy. So I think it's okay to sometimes compromise and very, very important to keep the peace and think that you're doing a great job in with what you're doing. So that is going to wrap it up for today. I am going to encourage you now to just go love on your husbands, thoroughly enjoy your children, and take joy in your life as a heavenly homemaker.